Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers in what is going on today in Creighton. Bill Bush.
This is a pretty common one. In athletics, as Steve would know, and it was always about, you can't make the club in the tub. You can't make the club in the tub. You know what that means, Jake? If you're in the cold tub and you're injured all the time, you don't make the team. So every time you'd see somebody like that, it was always in the training room. And you're trying to make an NFL team, you don't make it.
Good luck.
You don't make it. You can't make the club in the tub. So Shin Daddy has brought in a giant. It's huge like that, but they're doing cold splashes today, cold tubbing, and like that. So everyone that comes in has to go through the cold tub. You have to go through the cold tub to be refreshed and get your muscles back and going. They're everywhere. You want to talk about getting your life back together fast? Mm-hmm. Get into a cold tub. Try doing a cold splash.
God, really?
Yeah. So it's an ice bath.
It's recovery.
You might have your biker shorts back-to-back days now.
So you can wear the same biker shorts.
Yesterday.
The reason they did it back-to-back.
Cover up.
The reason they did the back-to-back is they still have the locker room. They had the locker room set up for yesterday.
It's a temporary locker room.
Temporary locker room.
How many lockers are there, by the way?
The jazzercise from yesterday with that 24.
It's 24 lockers.
24 lockers in there. So when you come in, you get a robe, and you get some biker shorts, and you head down to the cold tub. It's right in the middle.
Can you just wear normal shorts?
No, it's heavy biker shorts.
I've got some Hawaiian shorts to wear.
No, biker.
Okay. Cold tub. He's about recovery
about
today.
Today's about recovery. Yesterday was not. Yesterday, they said this is about recovery. Yesterday was jazzercise. Today's recovery from jazzercise.
So fitness and health.
Fitness and health, yes.
Shindy's, what's the turn? Like, why is he making this turn?
He's always been very much like that. And also, at that, you also get yourself a nice chocolate milk at the end, too. It's a great recovery drink.
Is it?
Chocolate milk's a
is
recovery
drink. Is that what you had your guys?
Yes. Oh, yeah, you did.
You had your DBs? Yeah,
chocolate milk's a recovery drink, so that was a big deal. So you come in, you do a cold splash today in the... It's an ice tub.
How long are you in the tub for, Bill?
What's that?
How long in the tub?
45 seconds. 45 seconds.
That's it.
That's not bad.
In and out.
Yeah, it's the water temperature is about 34 degrees.
It is cold, but you know, it was a half hour of workout yesterday. It's 45 seconds of
tub. Yeah, it's not this much
today.
Quicker.
Imagine, health and fitness.
Imagine coming out, just shaking, getting back in the car. Trixie's looking at you. You're shaking cold. What happened to you? You're all wet.
I'm freezing.
What happened? We had to go through the cold tub.
Don't ask. Your teeth are chattering.
I was thinking about that. We used to talk about cashier's check. I don't know if these even exist anymore. That was a big deal. If you went on vacation or you did something like that, we would you take out the, what were they? Traveler's checks. So they were checks that were legitimate money. Yep. Could be cashed anywhere. Uh-huh. They were honored as money. But obviously, if they were lost, you could report them lost. Mm-hmm. And so you could get your traveler's check could be.
I just don't think they have those. I don't even know that.
So traveler's checks. Jake, you go there. Like, I need $800 worth of traveler's checks. And they give them $800 and they'd write these traveler's checks out for you. So you'd have them. That way, if you got lost on a vacation, you had that.
When did these go away? I don't really know about traveler's checks.
Because back then, you didn't. Sometimes even just people didn't even have credit cards. So if you went to a motel or hotel, you could give them a traveler's check. Oh, yeah, that's good money. We'll take that. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Bank authorized.
Yeah, you're going to go to a Holiday Inn. They're going to write a personal check. Well, that's when the time changed. Mm. We're not doing that. Traveler's check was honored everywhere. God.
I went in and got a cashier's check at a bank that I will not name.
They harass you?
No, but because the vault was open, I showed you guys that photo.
Right, we saw that picture.
It was wild. Saturday. It was wild. I've never seen that.
What did we tell you to do?
go in.
And you didn't go in.
We thought you guys.
Come on, it was wide open.
I wasn't going in.
It was wide open for you. At least check it out.
We got talked. You got trapped in there. We come down and do a live remote immediately. Steve's inside. We're pumping air into him.
You'd be doing a live remote from the police station if I went in there. You can't just walk in the vault. Right? It was wide open. I showed you a picture. I thought it would
be an ongoing remote from the vault to the police station. Yeah, everywhere.
I will not say the bank.
When you see a vault, it is. I mean, the door is what, 18 inches thick?
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, because they're always afraid someone's going to come in with a welder and cut through it or something.
They must not be that afraid.
No, that afraid because they left it open.
Right. It was wide open.
Yeah.
I didn't. And you could see the drawers. You know, the drawers where
full of cash.
And whatever belongings. Gold jewels.
I've never looked in a vault and go, there's a bunch of jewels in there. A bunch of gold
necklaces.
I've seen
movies with jewels. anyway, Shindy.
Big day in Creighton.
Shindy's a
cold tub.
Can't make the club in the tub.
So Shindy's back at work for a sustained period.
Yes, he's sustained, yes. Okay. Very.
Back from the 808 and back to work. By the way, in the text line regarding traveler's checks, someone says, 25 years ago, I used traveler's checks every time I traveled because debit cards weren't a thing yet. And sometimes even an ATM wasn't available. So the only secure way to pay on vacation was traveler's checks.
If you whipped up to a truck stop on I-80 in Wyoming, had to get gas, you could get gas with a traveler's check. Absolutely.
It was,
better times.
Better times.
You know what? Something what wasn't going on at that time?
What's that?
Oh, I got my card got, you know, I swiped my card and someone stole my identity. Not a traveler's check.
I don't think that was going on.
No, that wasn't going on. No, not
somebody
whatsoever.
Somebody using your card in San Francisco to get
Uber,
DoorDash.
To get Uber Eats.
Yeah. Uber Eats,
now, this DoorDash. Is going now. That happened during traveler's checks? No. No chance.
The banker I went to said that's very common, the DoorDash thing. She said that's the biggest problem we have.
I think, would it be because if somehow, however, they have the ability to steal it, they know that if someone just racked up a $49 Uber Eats or DoorDash, it, you really don't care. No one cares. No one's,
I don't know.
That's not a fight they're following up on. We're going to try to get that one guy
good point.
In San Francisco that spent $56 at McDonald's. No one cares.
Nope.
They don't even care. So it's just minor
God,
deal.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
No, I'm serious. I never thought of it
that
way.
No one cares.
But you're not going to follow up and prosecute.
Yeah.
Just some guy in Lincoln screwed for a couple days.
Yeah, some guy got mine in Chicago and spent money at the hotel lounge.
Is that right?
And I'm like, it was like
got
what?
Your debit?
Yeah, like $140 somehow like that. And it wasn't like
you just make a call.
It wasn't like we got to find this guy.
No,
I'm going back. No, I'll catch a flight tomorrow.
We're getting some justice here.
I remember that. I know the guy is. No, just no.
No, they just got you.
Yeah.
They just got you. It's a racket.
Yeah, we got a wreck outside.
We did. And now it's getting towed.
It's getting towed. It's a good wreck. We can't figure the wreck out.
So here's the situation. Help out, but so we went to break at 6:30. We came back from break and we had seen there's a car accident and we saw one car. One car was there. We missed in the minute that we were outside the studio, we missed the accident completely. And so I don't think that our cameras even would be able to see it on the street. So I'd like to help out to the people out there. I think it was just far enough left that our cameras would not have caught the actual but they, accident. But we, but there's one car, and it's
so in one car they did not hit a pole. They definitely hit, and they had to have hit a truck.
Do you think it's a hit and run? Is that what you're getting at?
We think we might have some illegal things going on.
Yeah, but Jake, I think it's a
there's
hit and run.
There's smoke rolling out of it now.
There is.
Yep, there's smoke rolling out.
Seriously, there's smoke. Do you see that?
There is. That just started. That just happened.
There's smoke coming out of the front of the car.
And he had to have
hit, it's on the tow truck,
he had
though.
To have hit a truck because the damage is up high. Another car.
Now, okay, now hold on.
Car, the
that.
Damage would have been lower. See, look at it. I'm sleuthing this thing right
you
now.
You are sleuthing it.
If it had hit another car, they would have hit bumper to bumper. These guys didn't hit bumper to bumper.
I can't figure out what happened.
But somehow, in the minute we were outside the studio, this all happened, and we missed the entire thing.
But there's only the thing that's mesmerizing to me is there's only one car out there. So where what did they hit?
We don't know what
and
happened.
Where did that car go, or where did it go?
Right.
Capital Towing's here, and they're handling it very well.
Sweeping up the street,
very
too.
Professional.
Sweeping up the street over there.
So. In the middle of
O Street.
Yeah. O Street.
11th and O. That's right.
We have a, yeah.
By the way, Mike Schaefer would be joining us usually here. He texted me at 3 a.m. that he has fallen ill this morning, so he will not be with us today.
Okay.
So
we hope
hopefully
he's okay.
Back next week when we're on remote broadcast at the Residence Inn in the Haymarket.
Jeez.
Right prior to 4th of July.
So, we're excited about that.
I am too. We went
I'm
going to
have a waffle.
We went yesterday through
for sure.
The best case and worst case scenarios for a couple of teams. Nebraska, of course, was 5-7. 11-1 was the best case scenario. A couple of teams we did not mention on here from CBS Sports. I know you guys think I'm an Iowa fan. I am not an Iowa fan at all. I'm not.
It's okay.
But they are, this year, a fascinating story because they have a quarterback that I think people are high on, Mark Gronowski from South Dakota State. They did lose their running back, Caleb Johnson, who was their entire offense last year. CBS Sports says... It was. Their best case is 10-2. Their worst case is 4-8. I don't know how to read that team this year. I have no read on Iowa with brand new quarterback Mark Gronowski and no Caleb Johnson. The schedule is finally somewhat tough. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak. Early break for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/early break. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's about time that... I'm just going to say...
Can you do the schedule again, Jake, on Iowa?
I'll get Iowa.
It's about time we dive harder
in. Let's go with could lose. Steve, let's do could lose with Iowa.
I'm ready.
Yeah, we'll do could lose with Iowa. It'll be kind of fun. Jake's going right to his magazine. I like this. He's not using the computer. Oh, we have a police officer here, and he's not happy. He's not happy. He's walking forward.
Okay, I got Iowa here. Okay, here's Iowa's schedule. Iowa.
Let's go could lose. Let's see.
They start with Albany.
Nope.
Can't lose. Then they're at Iowa State.
Could lose.
Yep. Massachusetts at home.
No.
UMass. At Rutgers.
Could lose. You have to say it.
Yeah.
Hard, but it could say it.
So through two games, we've got two possible losses.
They could lose, yes.
Home against Indiana.
Could lose.
It's three. At Wisconsin.
Could lose.
Home against Penn State.
Could lose, will lose.
That's five, right?
That's five.
Five could lose. Okay.
Home against Minnesota.
Could lose.
Home against Oregon.
Could lose. Will lose.
At USC.
Will lose.
Could lose, will lose.
Home against Michigan State.
No.
And then at Nebraska. So they do have Penn State and Oregon at home, but that's still Penn State and Oregon on the schedule in 2 out of 3 weeks.
This screams 6-6 to me. That's 9, by the way, could lose.
9 could lose. That means screams 6-6. And again, just talk about the power of the schedule. If you flipped it over, and right now, if Nebraska had Oregon and Penn State, you'd be like going, whoa.
Name the big three they play.
They play Penn State, Oregon,
USC,
and Nebraska. Yeah, that's rough. Yeah. That's tough.
Jeez.
They got a schedule.
Now, they got a good home schedule, though. The home schedule.
Yeah, the teams at home, they play Albany, Massachusetts, Indiana, Penn State, Minnesota, Oregon, Michigan State, all at home.
What a great thing for the fans.
Yes, there seems some good games.
I'm going to the stadium like we're going to see something good here.
We're going to see good games. Three or four.
They have three straight home games of Penn State, Minnesota, Oregon. No bye week in
there
at
all.
Say it again. Whoa. Oh, excuse me. They do have one bye week. Penn State, October 18th. Minnesota at home the next week. Bye week, and then they host Oregon November 8th before they go to USC the next week.
What a beautiful stretch for the fans.
And USC out there, that's if one place that Iowa looked way out of sync was at UCLA last year.
Yep.
It was a Friday night game.
It was.
And it was like, who is this team?
They were getting pushed around.
They did. It was ugly. They were terrible on offense.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback got hurt somewhere in between, but it was bad looking ball.
No, they didn't look good.
Iowa is, again, they lost some playmakers on defense, but they're an old team. Looking at their projected starters per Lindy's on defense, they have, looks like 9 of their 11 starters are seniors this year,
really?
Defensively. 9.
They'll be pretty salty then. I'm telling you, the guys that have been around that long,
mm-hmm.
they'll be pretty, and I do like
it's
the quarterback.
It's meaningful.
The quarterback has played a lot, and he's won a lot. He's won a national championship. It's a different level, understood, but...
You guys like Gronowski?
He's won a lot. Right away. So what would a pushback be on him?
I don't know.
That he's a what? FCS, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cam Ward was FCS too.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, how'd that work out? So don't think for a second that you can't go from, he went from Incarnate Ward to Washington State to Oklahoma. That's the current one from Washington State. He went from Washington State to Miami.
Right.
Lindy's picks them to finish 10th. Did you just say that?
In the Big Ten.
Yeah, 10th in the Big Ten.
33rd overall.
It says, might the offense be better than the defense? No, I doubt that.
Who's behind him? Let's see who... I like the 10th.
Oh, behind him. Okay, just start there.
Start behind him.
Minnesota's 11th.
Okay.
It's pretty good. I mean, that's a good league if Minnesota's 11th. Wisconsin's 12th.
See that, yep.
UCLA is 13th.
Okay.
Michigan State is 14th, which is where you see Michigan State a lot in that range. God, it's a good league if Michigan State's 14th. My God. Maryland's 15th. Rutgers is 16th.
Would you put Maryland ahead of Rutgers? I have a problem with that this year.
I would, too.
I don't know if I do.
I agree with you on that.
I like Loxley has done fine at Maryland. He has.
I don't understand why.
I'd put Rutgers ahead of Maryland.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. Be honest. Northwestern 17, Purdue 18.
I think Northwestern Purdue play. That should be a wild
epic.
One.
You like
to watch
that
game.
Quite the matchup.
This only has.
That's October 18th. We got to watch it. Northwestern Purdue, October 18th. Nebraska plays the day before, so you got a full day to watch that. Nebraska plays that Friday night.
Lindy's has Indiana 9th, which is good. I like the fact that they're not jumping all over that Cignetti bandwagon, which is really annoying. Let's see what Cignetti has this year when they play a real schedule.
I know it's annoying, but let's just be honest.
You like him.
It was one of the best stories.
It was.
They hire him. He says, "Google me. I win."
And it worked out.
And he wins. And he goes to the playoffs.
But his first year.
He did. The storyline. I mean, and my dad kept asking. He kept saying, "Who's this coach? Who's this Google me?" Yes, we just called him Google.
That was our nickname.
We didn't even call him Cignetti.
We hardly ever did.
No, it's just Google me.
And then Google me got obnoxious late in the season, though.
He made the playoff. I think he's allowed to at Indiana.
Why do you have to be obnoxious?
they never have any success at all in Indiana in football. Yeah. And they made the playoff in his first year. I understand him being obnoxious last year.
Last a year ago, Steve, I'm sure as you did the schedule, I mean, that was marked down as a win for Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
100. It's like brand new
they
staff.
They lost 56-7.
Went 3-9. So, yeah, that was marked down as a win on almost every. I know I did myself, too. I was like, oh, they'll win this.
Oh, I marked it down.
And
so their schedule.
Let's go through it. Are we doing can lose?
We can.
If you don't want to, just I don't want
no, let's do it. Their non-conference is a joke. You better give them hell
for this. Is
this
Indiana we're doing here?
It's a joke.
I don't Indiana. Like that. You know, Old Dominion.
That's a band.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's a good basketball
school. They have some decent songs.
They do. I saw them at PBA. They're actually really good.
They're pretty good.
It's a solid new age country.
Kennesaw State.
Solid. I think they won one last year.
Indiana State.
Okay. Horrific. That is bad. What are we doing?
Two straight years.
You know my thought on that.
Schedule.
I push back on everyone's schedule. That is that. If I'm Indiana, I'm like, what are we doing? Three home games?
Yeah.
I get that, but no.
3-0.
Then it gets real.
Okay.
Okay. Illinois goes to Bloomington.
So could lose. One.
God, it gets real. Then Indiana goes to Iowa.
Could lose.
Indiana goes to Oregon.
Could lose, will lose.
They could start off. Now, Google me.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the arrogancy, I don't think it's going to be there because they're probably going to start off 1-2. And now what do you do? What do you do?
Well, it wouldn't be 1-2. They won their first three.
Well, no, I'm talking about in the Big Ten.
Okay. Conference play.
1-2 in the Big Ten.
So far we have three could loses.
Maybe 0-3.
Okay.
Michigan State in Bloomington.
No, they win.
Okay. UCLA in Bloomington.
Could lose.
Yeah. At Maryland.
No. They'll win.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll win.
At Penn State.
No.
They play at Iowa, at Oregon, and at Penn State.
Woo!
Yeah. Hey, no Buckeyes, no Ohio State.
But that's rough, dude.
That's painful.
That's rough. Painful. What else do we have?
Wisconsin.
Okay.
And Bloomington. Yeah. At Purdue. Yeah.
So they finish up on two kind of.
Four losses.
I really only had five could loses.
I'd go on four losses.
Yeah.
At Iowa, at Oregon, at Penn State, then they'll lose one that you expect them to win, like UCLA maybe.
Wouldn't everyone agree in this room or all pundits that if they go 9-3, remarkable?
Yes.
I mean, if they go 9-3, I'm singing.
And it's a
that means they're still in the playoff conversation.
I'm singing his praises.
Oh, then you start wondering if he's a freak.
Yeah. If they go 9-3, I'm singing his praises probably higher than I did last year.
And he should get out of there. If he goes 9-3 at Indiana after what he did last year, he needs to get out and go somewhere real big.
CBS
Unless
Sports.
He just wants to stay there and create a monster.
It's going to be a hard one. I think Cignetti, I think he's somewhere around that 60 mark, isn't
yes.
he? So people are looking, it's like, okay. I will say this now. In coaching world, too, it's going to be just get the best guy you can for the window with it, if it can work. Sometimes you hire someone, it's like, we're hoping to get a nice, you know, 14-year run here or an 18-year, the odd ones, the Osborne of 25 and all those things. No, if you can get, because they're going to build teams. They want to build this thing up and have a chance to win this whole thing. So if you have a chance to have a coach and they have a chance to do it, saying that he's 60-some years old and it might not be here very long, don't worry about it. Let's get the best coach in here. Let's build this thing the best we can. Let's make a run at this thing as soon as possible.
Would you say if you were his agent, why would we be in a hurry to leave Indiana of the Big Ten?
You're not in a hurry. It has to be something with unbelievable resources. And then you might say, okay, let's say this, Auburn.
Yeah.
On
okay, Auburn.
It would be definitely a chance of an Auburn being open. Mm-hmm. You have a great chance.
Auburn.
And then you go, okay. You're going to go to Auburn. How do you feel about it? Do you think you have a better chance to get in there from Indiana, which you've already made the playoffs once, or are you better off in the SEC and just go through the schedule? And you're going like, okay, we're second in our own state to start off with. And then it's just, you go through.
But you're in the Southeast.
I know, but I'm just. So if
where's the talent?
If that was me, I would rather be at Indiana.
Oh, wow.
I would rather be at Indiana, life going well. Because there's no place that's more polarizing. Is that a good word?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And it's more polarizing than Auburn.
Auburn.
So my point is, this thing of what's went on there.
Oh, I know.
And so that's my reason for it.
Well, but Indiana, you're 60, a recruiter.
64 years old.
Jeez.
64.
So didn't know he was that old.
Yeah, he's 64. Not going anywhere. You're not, all of a sudden, like that. He's going to start someplace over new and get it going at 65? No. It's incredible he got the job at Indiana. What a job by them. Indiana did what I just said. Mm-hmm. I don't care if he's 63 years old.
That matters. Hire that him. Age thing matters. I don't know if he's going, if no. he'd leave.
No, it matters a lot.
What about the recruiting element, though? The state of Indiana, is it okay-ish?
Okay-ish. Probably ish. Yeah. You'll see him. I don't think he's going anywhere.
I don't know. Probably not.
64 years old.
Because he's not going to, if Dan Lanning goes to the NFL or something. He's not, Oregon's not hiring him.
No.
Lanning's 39. Yeah. Young guy.
That's it. He's not even 40.
Let me say if he went to the NFL.
Yeah.
Not retired.
Lanning, I didn't know. Lanning's from Kansas City.
Absolutely.
Midwest guy.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, guy. Bill's Thrills, Cool Parenting Tips Thursday on Early Break in the Ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.